All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody out there. I am Perry White. Glad to have you guys with us. Good morning to everybody listening to Baton Rouge, capital city area on Talk 107.3 FM. Good to have you guys and everybody watching across the globe on our YouTube and Facebook page. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with us. I'm having a health is wealth conversation this morning. And everybody who wants to talk about the Southern University Homecoming Parade, of course, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. Just hold your comments. You can talk about it in the comments on the video side as well as 225-499-1073 when we do have the conversation. But right now, I want to welcome here in the studio very special guest, my man, Dr. Jonathan Taylor. Good morning, Dr. Taylor.
Good morning.
It is a pleasure to have you because you're one of the few that look like myself that are around that not only a medical doctor, you do the surgeries, you do it all. You're originally from Los Angeles, California, went to Howard Medical School, then come here to Baton Rouge, and let's just talk about who you are and what it is that you do.
Okay, great. Well, I'm a general surgeon, but I specialize in robotics and bariatrics. Mm-hmm. And what that means basically is that I do a lot of what's called laparoscopic surgery, mm-hmm. so the small hole, small incision surgery, with the assistance of a robot. Mm-hmm. So it allows me to do surgery for gallbladder, cancers, weight loss, different things like that, hernia surgeries. So it's a wide variety of intra-abdominal surgeries that I perform.
Talk about in terms of your career. What made you want to be a doctor, man?
That's an interesting story. So my personal story, my mother had very bad health when I was a child growing up. And so spent a lot of time with her going to doctor visits, going when she was hospitalized. So I saw physicians as the people that helped my mother live longer. Mm-hmm. So she also had lupus when I was young. So I get to see her try to live through that debilitating disease for decades. And then on a personal note, my pediatrician, Dr. Henry Hines, a black doctor who was one of the first black pediatric cardiologists in the United States. Mm-hmm. And he was influential with working at UCLA. And so by watching him be my doctor and then take care of me as I grew up, I had the affinity for wanting to take care of others. Through my mother's experience and through Dr. Hines, I always wanted to be a physician. Now, the funny part about the story is that when I was growing up, I wanted to be a pediatrician. My entire life, from as far as I can remember, when I was 5 years old, I wanted to be a doctor, I wanted to be a pediatrician. But then when I got to college, I started working in a lab at Walter Reed Medical Center in D.C. at Howard, through Howard, and started doing surgery on small animals mm-hmm. in a neurophysiology and neuropharmacology model. So I started becoming kind of a rat surgeon, so to speak. And so becoming a rat surgeon, I realized I love to operate.
Yeah.
And that's where my desire went from being a pediatrician more to being a surgeon. Then as I progressed through medical school, I figured out that, you know, I love kids. I want to help kids, but I don't like parents. Because as a physician, you're dealing with the entire family.
Yeah.
And I realized I want to focus on my patient, not necessarily on the entire family. And so that was surgery. I said, this is for me. I got a problem. I can fix it. We can move on. Now, what modified with me over time is that I learned about laparoscopic surgery, mm-hmm. the small hole surgery. So when I started training back in 1996, we were doing everything as big open holes, big mm-hmm. cuts, long incisions, risk of infections, hernias, complications was very high. Doing through the small holes, that risk goes away significantly. Mm-hmm. And so we went from doing almost nothing laparoscopically to doing almost everything laparoscopically. Mm-hmm. And part of doing that, I learned about weight loss surgery or bariatric surgery. Mm-hmm. And that's where I kind of put my focus on robotics, laparoscopic surgery, and bariatrics, because bariatrics, to me, is one of the best surgery we can do for our patients, for our community, because most things that affect us as black people, as African Americans in healthcare, high blood pressure, diabetes, mm-hmm. cardiac risk, heart complications, stroke, sleep apnea, you know, high cholesterol, all this has come back to obesity. Mm-hmm. And by helping our patients lose weight and live healthier, they can live longer. And there's nothing else that's been proven in medicine for the last 40 years to be as beneficial to our overall health as weight loss surgery or bariatric surgery.
Now, everybody, if you're out there listening, this is the voice of Dr. Jonathan Taylor. He's my doctor. And one of the things I like to have the conversations with you, especially when I come get checked out by you, is I'm able to look at a doctor that looks like me. A lot of times in our community, that stops a lot of people from going to the doctor. Talk about that, because I'm sure you have these conversations when people find you and saying, I'm glad I found you, doc. I feel a little bit more at ease. And there's a reason behind that.
Correct. There is. And unfortunately, I've experienced that at least once a day in my clinic.
Yeah.
So every single day, I'll have a patient that's a black patient. They'll say, you know what, doc? I'm glad I met you. I'm glad I get to talk to you. I'm glad I have a chance to interact with you. Because as the black experience is shown through America, things are a little bit biased sometimes against us. And I'm being polite by saying it that way. But especially in healthcare, studies have proven over the last 20 years that a black patient will get overall better treatment, better care, and a better care plan through a black physician.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that so important? Because so many of us have health issues that need to be monitored better, monitored more invasively sometimes, taken care of long-term to get the health benefits that are out there. Mm-hmm. We have medications, we have treatment plans, we have therapy plans that are both medical and non-medical to help our people. And so having somebody can understand your plight is very important. So as a black physician, it's part of what I do every day to make sure my black patients understand we're here for you. I understand you. There's small things in our how we speak to each other
mm-hmm.
that others might not understand.
What's up, doc?
Exactly. Some people are put off by that. You know, usually I'll grip up my patients. I'll give them a hug. You know, let them know that, look, I'm here for you. Because it's important for people to have that personal interaction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I think for the black, as a black physician, I can't say all of us, but all the ones that I know here in Baton Rouge, all of us really want to put the effort out there to make sure that our black patients understand we're here for you. Because historically, we've all heard about the Tuskegee experiment. We've mm-hmm. heard about Henrietta Lacks and her cells not being taken care of properly. We've heard about how in the 1800s they experimented on black women in gynecological procedures.
Mm-hmm.
And what it means, basically, they used black slave women to find experiments to develop these instruments that they use in OBGYN till this day.
Mm.
And so for the last hundreds of years, the black body has been experimented upon, being used inappropriately to develop a lot of the things we have in healthcare right now. So now it's our turn for us to understand that it's important for us as black people, as African-American people, men and women, to utilize, to take a benefit from what's been taken from our people.
Let's talk about where you are. You are at the Baton Rouge Clinic. Let people know what, if it's somebody out, because somebody out there is listening right now and it's something they've been putting off long enough because maybe they felt uneasy about not able to find a doctor or they just don't know the steps. But let's talk about over at the Baton Rouge Clinic where you are. What do you offer? And if it's something out there that they're nervous of, that they can come to you and say, hey, as Dr. Taylor, I have a staff along with myself. We can ease things and make it easier for you.
Well, the beauty of being at the clinic is that we're the largest privately owned clinic in the state of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So outside of the hospital systems, we're the biggest one. We have patient care from all over the Baton Rouge area, hence the Baton Rouge Clinic name, but also going a little bit north and also going a little bit west towards Appaloosis and up to Monroe. So for a patient who wants to get health care, we provide almost everything that you need. We have in primary care, we have in terms of internal medicine, pediatrics. We also have specialists. We have ENT physicians, general surgery like myself. We offer urology services. We have rheumatologists, neurologists. So in terms of different imaging things, lab things, so pretty much everything you need in primary care, the clinic offers it. Mm-hmm. And being a partner in that system is good for us to have physicians to have control over the healthcare. Because unlike other systems where it's controlled by, I hate to say it, business people who may not care about you as a patient, only care about the bottom line, at the clinic, we're all physicians. We own the clinic. We control the clinic. So what we do at the clinic is based for our patients.
Mm-hmm. And when patients come to you, what are some of the questions that you hear, especially if they're not, you know, regularly going to a doctor and now they have a situation where surgery is needed or it's one of those, doc, I'm nervous situations. What are you normally hearing from those patients?
Well, the problem for most patients is exposure. What they see about surgery is what they see on Grey's Anatomy or what they see on different TV shows.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's a very, very unrealistic view of what surgery is all about. And so patients had this idea like, oh my God, doc, am I going to die on the table? Oh my God, doc, am I going to be awake during the operation? Oh my God, doc, are something going to happen bad to me while I'm asleep? And most of those are unrealistic expectations. So what I need to do as a doctor is make sure my patient understands that, look, everybody that's involved in your surgery, from when you walk in the building until when you leave that building, is there primarily for your care.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to make sure that you have a comfortable as possible experience, to make sure they're taking care of looking at your overall health care, make sure you're healthy enough for surgery, so that when you do have surgery, it's going to be a safe environment. We have specialists to put you to sleep, to wake you up, and all those things people talk about on TV because they're trying to sell advertising money and make money off you
mm-hmm.
is not true. The surgical suite is a very, very safe environment. Everything is controlled to the air that comes in, to the water that comes in, especially to the people that come in.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to make sure that the patient understands that we're here to make sure you have a very comfortable environment, a very safe environment. People like myself have been trained on how to take care of you. So being in the operating room is not as scary as it sounds. I mean, it's a very controlled environment to make sure it's safe. And my job is to make sure you're comfortable. So I'll talk and laugh with my patients. We'll explain what you're going to go through. We'll explain the good size and the bad size of the surgery to help minimize the risk physically as well as mentally undergoing an operation.
When you have these conversations, you go through it. And most of all, that's making you a doctor. Now, when you out in the public and somebody looks and say, oh, you're a doctor, what a conversation. Do people tend to take that as like a consulting time? Like, can I ask you a question about this, this, and that?
Did the sun rise this morning? I mean, I get we call it curbsided, you know, get curbside consults. We get those every day.
Yeah.
And so the hard part of physicians is to try to make sure the patient understands, you know, what you can offer them on the curbside.
Yeah.
I can give general health advice. I can't go into much detail, but I actually like those curbside discussions because, as I left from your earlier segment talking about prostate disease,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people, especially a lot of black men, don't want to go to the doctor, or they're scared to go to the doctor because of the past history of healthcare in America. So when somebody approaches me, I don't take it as bothering my time. I'm like, look, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Let's have an interaction. Let's discuss a little bit about your health real quick. Find out what we can do to try to get you online and get you in to see somebody, because those little curbside comments can save somebody's life. Telling a brother, look, you haven't been to a doctor in 10 years. You need to get this check. You need to get this check and get this check. And when they see it coming from me as a black physician, they understand that it's a better chance of getting taken care of properly.
Got about 2 minutes before we go to a break, but let's look at Louisiana as a whole, the community in which you serve. What is our issue as black males in Louisiana when we talk about health? Because Louisiana ranks near the bottom when you're talking about overall health.
The problem really is access. That's the number one thing. And this is one thing I'm worried about politically, is about access for healthcare for black men and black people in general. Most things that affect black men unproportionately is not because of genetics. It's access to care. Not seeing a doctor, not going to the doctor, and when they do go to a doctor, not getting the best care available because of either economic issues, fear, or biases. So I think the biggest block for Americans, especially here in Louisiana, is that getting that access. Part of that is that you got to find out what is available to you. And programs like this, where you teach brothers how to go online, how to find the access, is critically important.
And I believe it is, because now, you know, like I said before, I could talk football and I get all the listeners. But this is the conversation that we really have to have when we slow down, because guess what? There's nothing you can say, I'm too big. Oh, it's a football game. It's basketball. It's baseball. Things are slowing down. You get that opportunity. Now is the time that if you've been pushing something off, go get checked. Go talk to your doctor. Go get looked at. Go try to catch things. If there is something that you've been ignoring, now is the time to go get it checked out. And you can go right over there to the Baton Rouge Clinic to go check out with Dr. Jonathan Taylor to say, hey, let me set up an appointment. Let me see what's going on. Because, look, it's nothing. Even if it's nothing, at least you know it's nothing. The worst you will find out, at least if you can catch it early and be able to detect something. Let's get ready to take a break, everybody. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Of course, I'm Perry White. It's the Jaguar Journal. And my man, Dr. Jonathan Taylor, here in the studio this morning. We're talking about your health. Tell somebody out there, because I know somebody's out there listening. You've been pushing something off. Somebody's been telling you, hey, you need to go get that little bump check. You need to get that bulge check. You need to go get whatever check. And you've been pushing off saying, hey, it's nothing. Go get it checked out, and we'll continue to have more of that conversation. Stay tuned, more of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. I'm Perry White, joined here in the studio with Dr. Jonathan Taylor. Good morning, everybody out there listening across the Baton Rouge Capital City area on Talk 107.3. And everybody listening across the world on our YouTube and Facebook channel. Glad to have you guys connected with us. And it does not matter where you are. I know this may not probably be the most watched or the most listened, but it is the most important, because our health is on the line. And who would I be if I could talk all of these sports all day and talk about the issues, but the main issue is making sure we deal with ourselves to be able to be here another day. Because we talk about, put this off, put that off, but how long can you put something off? And that's why I got Dr. Jonathan Taylor in here to talk about our health. And you graduated from HBCU Howard. First of all, I want to have that conversation with you. How important was Howard and Howard Medical School for you to get that education from an HBCU to become the medical doctor that you are today?
It's invaluable. I mean, I think the black experience, especially at our HBCUs, is unrivaled to any. Our schools are as good, if not better, than the PWIs. And the experience of being at Howard, both undergrad and in medical school, allowed me to be a better physician.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing we were taught at Howard, I should say, is that you got to be as good, if not better, to get half of what somebody else is going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So that drive is put into you from day one at Howard. And so when you leave Howard, you understand you are the best. It's not a question mark. It's not a thought that maybe I might measure up. You know you measure up. And when we go out there in the community, we prove we're the best. Mm-hmm. Now, in saying that, HBCUs, my family was predominantly a Southern family. I'm kind of the black sheep, the maverick. On my mom's side, my aunts, cousins, most of them are Southern graduates. My dad's side, they were all Tennessee State, TSU graduates.
Okay.
So me going to Howard is,
you know, just by yourself.
I'm out there. There are a few of us at Howard, but I'm kind of out there by myself.
Yeah.
But I always wanted to go to Howard because even when I was a kid, which is 50 years ago, Howard was the pinnacle. We call it the Mecca of black education in America. But it's the Mecca for black society, in my opinion, for America. So being there, the experience of learning about literature, about math, about science, that you're going to get at a HBCU, build your foundation and make you a better person. And for me, being a better doctor. Now, the black experience at Howard Medical School is great because, you know, we are the oldest and the greatest and the grandest. But in saying that, what we teach our students is how to take part in the community. Like I said, I wanted to be a pediatrician initially. I wanted to be a surgeon. But we still had events that where all the students, no matter what you wanted to go into for your career, were out there in the community helping people. Mm-hmm. So that community involvement is inspired in you when you're a Howard student.
And the big thing out there for everybody that's listening, we all know somebody, male, that you told them to go to the doctor to get something checked out. When you start to have that conversation, they they just storm. They go find something else to do. Or I'm just too busy. We can find excuses when it's ready for an excuse, right? But in all honesty, we have to take better care of ourselves as African-American men. And I want to have that conversation out there with us brothers, because from one brother to another brother, with a brother sitting next to me that can help you, we got to be honest. Why do we have to ignore it? Longevity means something to us, especially when we're talking about being on the forefront of taking care of our families. You talked about it. Having a wife will save your life, won't it?
Exactly.
Talk about that.
Hey, it saved my life. I'll tell you that right now. And that's what's so important about a community. Community is critical, but a community starts at the home.
Mm-hmm.
So having that bond between man and wife is critical to make sure you have somebody to support you. But as black men, you are the leader of your family. You're supposed to be the one out there telling your family, leading your family in financial, education, spiritually, but also should be physically and medically.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be a good example to your kids and show them, look, I'm a man, I'm responsible, I'm going to do what's best for my family. You know, most of us, if you're responsible, have life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do a physical exam. They're going to find out whether you want to or not what your health issues are. So it's better to know those health issues are before you even apply for your life insurance, so they make sure you're taking care of yourself. Now, why is it so important as a man to do these things? Because it's part of being a man. It's part of being a God-fearing Christian man, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
that you need to go out there and do what you need to do for your family. And so if you think about, you know, I don't want to go see the doctor. I don't want some guy put his finger up my butt. Trust me, I don't want to put my finger up your butt. That's not my cup of tea.
But it's honest, though.
But I got to do that to make sure you're healthy.
Yeah.
We're doing this because we want to make sure we can do what's best for your care. And you mentioned my prostate cancer before.
Mm-hmm.
That finger exam is the main thing that can save so many black men. All the diseases that kill us as black people are not genetic.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned before about access. It's a two-way street. We've not been offered the access, but now that we have the access being offered, we got to take advantage of the access.
Mm-hmm.
So getting that physical exam, getting that finger is going to save a black man's life. Going along with that, getting that colonoscopy done. Now, the old recommendations were getting it done at 50. They changed it now down to 45 years old. And why do black people die from colon cancer?
Mm-hmm.
It's not genetic. I'm going to say it again. It is not genetic. It is access. We don't get this colonoscopy done soon enough or often enough to prevent that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to mention about prostate cancer, mention about colon cancer. We have to get our black men to get in and get that finger exam to find out if you got prostate disease or if there's any signs of getting colon cancer disease. So getting your colonoscopies, like, oh, I don't want to get that stuff done. I want that thing on my butt. You got to get it done. Mm-hmm. I've got my colonoscopy done. I got my doctor to make sure my colon was clear.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a small polyp in your colon, it can take anywhere from 5 to 10 years to turn into a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The screenings recommend at least every 10, if not sometimes down to 5 years. So if you're getting your colonoscopy screenings done properly, you can almost prevent you from getting colon cancer.
And what age will you start to push that, especially as we get older? Because that's the hard thing about male. I ain't accepting I'm getting older.
Exactly right.
So as we get older, what age do you start to say, all right, now's the time to go to the doctor to get things checked out a little bit more for these certain things?
Well, the first thing I tell all my patients, all male or female, is get your regular exams every year.
Mm-hmm.
See your doctor every year. That basic little checkup, like your car. You do want to get your car tuned up properly, get your tires rotated, change your oil. Same thing on your body. Get that checkup every year. Now, in terms of the screening exams, I tell you before, my male patients, you want to talk to your doctor around 30 years old, which is very, very young.
Yeah.
But develop that relationship around 30. When you get to about 40, it's time for you to start looking at your major tune-up things getting done. Making sure you're getting that finger exam, because you got to get rectum checked to make sure you don't have any prostate disease, because once again, prostate cancer affects us disproportionately because guys aren't getting that finger.
Mm-hmm.
45, get that colonoscopy done. But also, you want, for us as black people, find a cardiologist. Find a heart doctor to start working with, because we start having high blood pressure and complications of hypertension. it's just going to start kicking in your 40s.
Yeah.
So, and we've got some great black cardiologists in Baton Rouge. You know, we got Dr. Newsom, we got Dr. Lamott, Dr. Green. These brothers really do a good job of taking care of our patients. So seeing these guys to make sure you're getting your heart screenings done. Work with those guys to make sure you're getting your echoes, called echo ultrasound of the heart, get your EKGs, those kind of things done. So starting at 40, 45, that's what you need to start getting these screenings done to make sure you're going to be healthy.
Man, this is such good information because I want to make sure everybody out there listening that you understand how important this is. It may not be that important to you because you may fall into that realm of blowing this stuff off because I don't want to talk about a doctor. But let's go even more because we talk about Louisiana being in the South, being able to afford health care. A lot of times that pushed people away. I don't want to get stuck with a medical bill. I can't afford to go to the doctor. What do you say to those people who may be underprivileged when we talk about in society who cannot afford certain things?
Well, that's the hard part about healthcare, which again comes back to access. And what you're saying about affordability is very true. The beauty of Obamacare, which people kind of blow off now because it's been so many years once it was instituted, there are plans available for almost everybody. And the plans are based upon your income level. Mm-hmm. So as long as you have some type of income, which most people have income from someplace, you can get an Obamacare plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will help you get what you need in terms of screening and different things like that. If you look at for our female patients and people that have children, Medicaid's available. So if you're a single man, but you take care of your kids properly, you can qualify for Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
People don't think about that, but it's true. So if you're doing your job as a black man, taking care of your kids, you can probably qualify for some Medicaid support as well. So you want to make sure that you look out there, and with internet access and with ChatGPT and all these different things, there's really no excuse to not find some way to get access to care. The care is available. Now, for people that have businesses, once again, the Obamacare plans are available. All the insurance companies have some plans available that can be considered, I hate to put this in air quotes, affordable,
mm-hmm.
but it depends upon what's important to you. You know, if you can afford a cell phone bill, you can afford to go to Starbucks, you can afford healthcare.
Mm-hmm. Let's have this conversation. When people come to you in your office, what are you seeing now that may be bringing awareness to you of what people are dealing with in terms of health aspects?
Being a surgeon, I deal with a lot of things people have already been diagnosed or at least suggested by other doctors. So we're seeing a lot of people having gallbladder problems and gallbladder disease. And it comes back to what I do for a living, which is deal with metabolic diseases or diabetes or obesity, being overweight. And it's really coming down to medications. Medications are great for weight loss. Talking about the Ozempics, the Wegovys, the Mounjaros, the Zepbounds, those things. They're great medications. We're seeing a lot more people coming in with complications from those medications.
Really?
Yes.
What seems to be the cause of that?
It's how the medications work.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing and a bad thing of all those medications. Like, people think about every medication has some side effects. And so the benefit of those medications is great for weight loss, but the common side effects of slowing down your gut motility, which can lead to constipation, nausea, also leads down to gallbladder disease. People have more gallstones, pancreatitis, things like that. So those medications work very, very well. And I prescribe them myself in my practice. But a lot of times people aren't using the medications properly. They're not being screened properly. Mm. They're not being followed properly. Because those medications, when they're used, are supposed to be followed by a doctor consistently, every month sometimes. And now you got all these internet access to these medications. People are getting the drugs, but not getting the proper follow-up, proper exams, make sure they're doing it in a healthy fashion.
Can sometimes, especially in your field with doctors, and especially when we talk about black people going to see doctors and sometimes not seeing a doctor that look like them, can arrogance of a doctor be in the way sometime of a patient?
Most definitely. And that's why I think you see the bias against black physicians versus white physicians dealing with black patients.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we may perceive as being arrogance as a black person is just somebody's personality and vice versa. And I think having cultural understanding about your patients is why being a black physician is so important to take care of those black patients.
And I'm glad to have you as my doctor. And I hope anybody out there, if you're looking for a doctor, you definitely go check out at the Baton Rouge Clinic, my man, Dr. Jonathan Taylor. Doc, I'm going to have you on. I'm going to hold you on just one more second because now I want to get to the education side of, I'm curious of how can we push to get more young people to look at being doctors. And this is one of those fields that when we look at our community, we have to be able to get more of our young people to get into certain areas that can help our community. And you are one that looked at this as a child and were motivated. And it was something that you dealt with that motivated you, that pushed you into being a doctor. So let's get ready to take a break, everybody. And we'll come back. We'll continue the conversation. I'm joined in the studio with my man, Dr. Jonathan Taylor. I'm Perry White. Stay tuned. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. I'm Perry White, joined in the studio with Dr. Jonathan Taylor. And we're having this conversation. Everybody listening across the Baton Rouge Capital City area on Talk 107.3, good morning. And everybody listening across the nation. We get people, Doc, all across the nation. We had someone listening in Paris, France last week. Newport News, Virginia, Harlem, New York, Chicago, Miami, Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, Dallas, Atlanta, Houston, L.A. They all over the place. They tune in and listen to the Jaguar Journal. We've built the platform up to where people are constantly driving it in to listen bright and early on a Saturday morning, might I add, because I know people love their Saturday mornings. I apologize for got you here. I know you love your Saturday mornings, but
hey, I love to be here. This is great.
I appreciate you, man, and everybody out there listening. I hope you're understanding why this conversation is important and why we're having it today, because we all know somebody that typically when we start to talk about a doctor visit or we're noticing something on them that we're like, hey, you probably want to get that checked out. Or we're noticing certain things or how they go about doing things like that. Just something don't, can you just go to the doctor?
Ah. Yeah, just call somebody.
Ah.
And that's the thing. You can go. I mentioned about access again. I'm going to access again over and over again. The access is available.
Yeah.
You know, there's some really good doctors out there, Baton Rouge Clinic, and people that aren't part of the Baton Rouge Clinic. I know two doctors I always want to bring up, talking about primary care, Dr. Ronnie Whitfield, the hip-hop doc.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really good friend of mine. He has platforms that you can access. He's always available. Dr. Ron Andrews, one of my frat brothers, Cap Alpha Psi. You know, I'm gotta plug my frat for a second here, and we'll discuss that a little bit more in a second.
Okay.
You know, another good primary care physician. So there are doctors out there that are brothers that you can talk to, that are relatable, that are extending themselves out there to take care of our people.
And yeah, one of my friends who's also a member of Cap Alpha Psi, we went to high school and college together. Stephen Broughton, his dad was as well, was one of the first black doctors that handled these things back in the state of Arkansas. Stephen went to Wake Forest, and now he just opened up a practice back in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. He's a cardiologist. And so, you know, no more than 36, 37 years old, you know. So he went back to service a community that didn't quite understand the importance and to be a black face in that community, to be relatable. And because I mentioned that, he's my age, went and became a cardiologist. Mm-hmm. You went and became a medical doctor. Now let's talk about the pipeline of seeing more young people. What is it going to take, and what avenues can we do from your perspective of being able to push our young people to understand how important it is to be doctors?
Once again, it comes back to access. Now it's talking about access to education. I think that as parents and as community members, we need to make sure that our kids understand from preschool on,
mm-hmm.
You can't decide when you're a third or fourth year college student, I want to become a doctor.
No, it don't work like that.
It's too late. And I hate to say it, but it really is too late for the majority of people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can do it. So I don't want to say you can't do it, but you need to start with the pipeline. So we use that phrase directly. It starts with preschool. It starts with elementary school, working your way through. I know here in Baton Rouge, the East Baton Rouge Medical Association, we have a pipeline for students for middle school and high school and college kids that are thinking about healthcare careers, predominantly medicine, to have access to it. Dr. Ann Andrews has spearheaded a program in the last several years here in Baton Rouge. So we have a pipeline program in place in Baton Rouge to help young kids, male and female, that want to become physicians, get in the pipeline. So definitely check out our website for the EBRMA to look at our medical pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
But also, talking about fraternity, Kappa League, we have a program for middle school and high school young men to get involved in education. Part of that is making sure they have the access to doctors and also other physicians and other lawyers and other people to have access to getting higher level education. So Kappa League here in Baton Rouge is doing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The 100 Black Men, they have, once again, programs starting with middle school, preschool, all the way through high school to get young brothers and young women as well into education to get them on the pipeline. So it's a matter of getting the education, getting the exposure, seeing what's out there, what's available. We were joking about it during the break about, you know, when we were black kids, your parents say, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other careers in healthcare besides being physicians that are underrepresented. We don't have enough ultrasound techs. We don't have enough CT scan, CAT scan techs, MRI technologists, nurses, nurse practitioners. There are a lot of positions out there that we do not simply have enough black people doing it. Now, Southern Nursing School is one of the best nursing schools in the country.
Yeah.
Not Louisiana, in the country. So you have access right down the street with Southern's nursing program. So the access in our community is available. And black physicians and black healthcare providers, most of us reach back to try to provide programs to get these kids involved. So if you're worried about, I'm sorry, if you're concerned with your kid going to medical school or being involved in allied health, allied sciences or healthcare, the programs are out there. You can reach out to me, Dr. Ron Andrews, Dr. Ronnie Whitfield. We can get you in with somebody that can tell you what's the best way for your 3-year-old, your 5-year-old, your 15-year-old, your 20-year-old to get involved in healthcare here in Baton Rouge to advance their careers?
You talking about Kappa League? I was in Kappa League in high school.
I know.
And then you look at the overall, because we had this conversation of how many people simply don't know to have the access. I'm blessed to be able to say, if I have an issue, you know, I text, hey, Dr. Taylor, you know, hey, what's this, what's that? But a lot of people simply, and we talk about within our community, don't have access because there just simply aren't enough of the doctors, the nurses, and to be able to have that second opinion or that first opinion, right. Just the first thought.
Right.
We have to do better as a community to push that in. I'm looking at Southern. You're talking about Southern. The best thing about Southern right now is you talk about one of the top nursing schools in the nation. And they're not saying we're not putting HBCU behind it.
Right.
We're talking about point blank period.
Period.
As we look at our HBCUs, because Howard is a great place in terms of where you come from, and they produced a great guy in which you are a blessing for the Baton Rouge community. When we look at Southern, what ways can we help improve Southern from within as alums that like myself and many others to help take it to the next level? Because I would love one day that Southern had a medical school.
And actually, believe it or not, that's something we've been working on with the state government and with a local politicians trying to develop a program like they have with Xavier working with Ochsner, mm-hmm. doing a similar program here in Baton Rouge with Southern. So things are in the works kind of in the background to try to get a similar program like that where the kids can go from Southern into either a medical school based in Baton Rouge or have more access to LSU's program in New Orleans. And so part of that is the pipeline, once again. And so we have worked with our professors at Southern and some people of administration at Southern to try to work out a program to where we can get these kids lined up from day one as freshmen. Now, I'm also hyped Xavier. Xavier has one of the best programs in the country of getting young black people into medical school.
Mm-hmm.
My niece is going to Xavier next year because of that. And so we want to have Southern have a similar program where the kids know from day one, if you're pre-med, you got to do this. You're going to take these classes. You're going to do these summer research programs. You're going to have access to these companies, these hospitals, these physicians to get the research experience you need to go to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
And so the information is out there. And so people here in Baton Rouge are working actively to make that happen.
And I would love to see it. I'm waiting on the day. And when you talk about Southern having one of the top nursing schools, aside from that title, break that down. What does that mean for Southern and what they do to prepare those nurses? What, when we pull that aside, because you're a doctor, those nurses are going to be working alongside with you. What does that mean? They're the top nursing school, one of the top in the nation. What are they doing to learn and produce? And what are those nurses bringing to the table that people say in high regard, you went to Southern?
I think it's, once again, pipeline. When people want to go to Southern's nursing program, they start early usually. But the ones that get on campus, the program is developed so that they're supported, what they need to learn about how to be a nurse. And they have enough mentors, nurses that come back to help them, make sure they understand the importance of being a Southern nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the programs and the mentorship programs and the outreach to make sure that they get the other access they need to doing nurse practitioner programs, research through Southern, research to other programs, other schools as well. So they develop a network. They develop a system to make sure that these people are trained education-wise, but as well as the networking pathway outside of nursing.
Now, for anybody that's out there listening, they saying, you know what, once again, aside from all of this information, at the end of the day, it's just basically for anybody out there listening, whether you got a brother, an uncle, a cousin, a dad, a granddad, an auntie, a mama, grandma, cousin, whoever, if a niece, a nephew, if you realize that you've been talking to them about dealing with something that you think could be a medical issue, or not only that, just going to get the checkups. That's the importance of today's conversation, not only with Dr. Taylor, but with my man Isaiah Marshall to just talk about, because Marshall talked about how he survived prostate cancer. But you know why? He was able to go get checked early on because of something else that detected and led him that way. But then found out the family history. My dad, my granddad had it. Should have, the writing was on the wall. We just didn't realize. And for many out there, I want you to realize why is it important for your health. At the end of the day, your health, because that's what's going to keep you here listening to the Jaguar Journal. That's what's going to keep you here going to the games on a Saturday. That's going to keep you here doing whatever, loving and supporting Southern and everything. You got to be here to do that.
Gotcha.
And to be here to do that takes the requirement of yourself, the responsibility saying, I got to get myself checked out. I have to go to the doctor. And don't blow it off because guess what, Doc, what you said before? We can get stubborn as black men.
Oh, definitely. We do. We do. And I think what you said is really important about that is being a black man. Part of that is leadership.
Yep.
Lead. You want to lead by example. And part of that is having those hard discussions. You know, we sit down at the barbecue. We sit down talking about Southern football, yelling about what coaches doing and what coaches not doing.
Mm-hmm.
We had the same discussion sitting down saying, look, man, I love you, my brother. When's the last time you talked to your doctor? When's the last time you saw, you know, your healthcare provider? Have you got the finger done yet? Now, they have testing now that require the finger that they can test your stool safely to look for blood or not. So there are other things you can do as well to get tested besides the finger. I do it jokingly, but other things can be out there. But you got to have the discussions.
Mm-hmm.
The discussion needs to start in the home, at the church, at the tailgate. I don't want to say at the bar because I don't want to promote that kind of lifestyle.
But hey, if we there,
You're there. So wherever you are, you got to talk to your boys and be like, look, we got to be healthy together.
Yep.
We want to go play golf, live longer. We got to make sure we're healthy.
Yep.
You know, you want to get your golf tunes, your golf swing tuned up. You're going to buy the little trainer. You're going to buy little different tools. So you want to do something with your health care. Find out what you need to do out there to get help. So EBRMA, East Baton Rouge Medical Association, we've got a website out there that lists a lot of black doctors that are available in the community, black men and black women. Make sure you're comfortable. We got young, we got old. What's out there, they're available to make sure to give you that guidance.
And not only that, you yourself are a surgeon. So, you know, if you need that procedure done, Dr. Jonathan Taylor, let people know where they can find you, the information, if they want to reach out, schedule an appointment with your office, whatever they need to do. He's my doctor, so I'm letting y'all know I trust him. And I'm putting it out there. That's why I got him on this morning. I'm telling you about a doctor I trust. Hopefully you can trust him too when you've been putting off whatever you need. But Dr. Taylor, let people know how they can find you, keep up with you, and schedule that appointment that they've been putting off.
Well, I'm easy access. I'm at Baton Rouge Clinic. We're online. So you look up the Baton Rouge Clinic or batonrougeclinic.com. We're out there. We're also part of the Epic system. So if you're a doctor as part of the Lake or part of the other Epic systems, we have access that way. And so you can reach me online through batonrougeclinic.com. And you can track me. My office phone number is at 225-246-9470 if you want to call my office directly. My nurse is great. She'll answer the phone for you and get up with me.
Let them know the number again one more time.
It's 225-246-9470 for my office line directly.
This is a great guy, and I want you guys to understand that there are doctors out there. He has an HBCU background, graduated from Howard Medical School, and guess what? Just overall a great guy. And if it's somebody out there in terms of you've been putting things off and you're just not comfortable with a doctor, I'm telling you, he's my doctor. He could be your doctor, too. Give him a call. Check him out over at the Baton Rouge Clinic. And if there's anybody out there, no matter if you're in Baton Rouge or across the world, wherever you're listening, get with somebody and go check yourself out. Get with that doctor. Go see something. And just, Doc, before you go, just tell him how important it is to go ahead and get on top of things early.
I can't say it enough. You got to get it done. See your doctor early. See him frequently. You get your car tuned up. Get your body tuned up. Get your checkups done.
That is the voice of Dr. Jonathan Taylor. He's a medical doctor here in Baton Rouge. He can perform that surgery on you. He can simply do a checkup on you, regardless of the fact, very well-rounded. Most of all, a God-fearing man, very great guy to get to know. And if you, too, looking for a doctor, he can be your doctor, and you can get to see that and learn that more as he helped take care of your medical needs. So, Dr. Taylor, thank you for coming in this morning, man.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Glad to have you. And this won't be – I'll bring you back again whenever you get some free time. It's tough to get a doctor, y'all. They're on call. They're busy. They travel. It's tough. But for you to come in this morning, I appreciate you, and I don't want it to be the last time because – I continue wanting to bring health awareness out there. Health is wealth to our people, especially our black males and our black women out as a community out there. As we talk about Southern University, you guys love to talk football, but as just as much as football, I love to talk to things that matter, not only the political side of our community, but the health of our community. And that's what matters most because we got to be alive to do any of that other stuff.
Definitely.
Health is first. Everything else is second.
That's right. That's all right.
All right, let's get ready to take a break. We'll get ready to close things out, guys. Thank you, Dr. Taylor.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, we'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal. We're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. I want to thank Dr. Jonathan Taylor coming in, talking to us about our medical side of things, right? Wasn't that a great conversation? I thought so wonderful in terms of the information. And I'll bring him back, and next time when I bring him back, I'll leave the phone lines open. Maybe you guys want to call and maybe get that free consultation right here. Hey, Doc, about this. Hey, Doc, about that. But let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got my man, is Chuck on the line? Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. I'm going to be quick. It's something you bring all that in. You're just talking about homecoming and they got the influx of people that come, and you talk about health. And like up here at Grambling, when we have homecoming, you have people coming from the Monroe direction, from the Shreveport and Dallas direction coming in for homecoming. And that's a lot of people there. You start bringing in the health part. And that's something you were just talking about at games. You said, no, that's not going to be discussion about health. You might get a discussion like that, like at his alma mater, Howie University, or at Morehouse College. Morehouse College has a School of Medicine, Howard has the medical school. That's going to be a discussion. People always make jokes about them being bourgeois, in slang terms, bougie. But the thing about it, but in all seriousness, it's great to have those people there because, things can happen right there at your games because I've seen that Grambling games, people have had, and other events, people have had health challenges that had to be taken to the hospital. Mm-hmm. You always, in the crowd, you're going to have your doctors and your nurses there at the games who are available to give attention. And the thing about it, we having them in that crowd that makes a big difference there because they can get to a situation and we're having the ambulance come in they can get it on to the hospital and they can pick up on detect what's going on. Yep. I didn't mean to go.
All right, Chuck. Thank you for the call, man. Appreciate you.
All right, you all take care.
All right. We got another caller. All right, let's go to the phone line. We got Sam on the line. Good morning, Sam. How you doing?
Pierce. Good to hear from you about the special medical aspect. Pennington Bowl Medical Research Center has a lot of programs designed for African American as well as male and female of any race or ethnic origin. And they have all kind of diagnostic testing that normally you would be getting. Sometimes some people don't go because their insurance won't allow them to have their testing and it costs too much. Anywhere from MRI to bone scans. And talk to Dr. Robert Newton at Pennington Bowl Medical Research Center. Sometimes they come to the YMCAs and set up for a couple of hours different times during the year. And they also go to churches and facilities to check on people who might have a problem with getting access to good medical care.
Appreciate you for that information, Sam. Anything else?
That's it.
Hey, Sam, appreciate you, man. That's what it's all about. Health is wealth. We got to work together in terms of our community to let no information out there. And I thank you for that information, Sam.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Hope everybody out there has enjoyed today's show. My man Isaiah Marshall came in talking about the Isaiah Marshall Foundation fellas in terms of getting your prostate checked. He survived prostate cancer, but only because he was able to detect it early and then didn't realize the writing was on the wall. His grandfather had died from prostate cancer. His dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and then it ultimately came down to him. There are things out there that we have to pay attention to as a community that we have to realize what can be prevented and what can be maintained. And if we get on it early enough, we can be able to knock some things out the way where it's not late. Like he said, if you catch it early, you'll have options. On the back end, there are no options. And I want to thank Dr. Jonathan Taylor coming in, medical doctor, Howard University grad, talking to us about how he services the Baton Rouge community. He is my doctor as well. And it's just great to be able to have these conversations because, fellas, ladies, everybody that's out there, you got to be alive to enjoy the things that you want. And all the things that you try to push off to go do, you got to be alive to go do it. So that means it starts with your health. And I want to make sure that you understand health is wealth, and that's what I made today about. Let's just have the conversation. It's one of those days where we can because it ain't much going on these days. Sports is coming down, and now we're having this free time. And while I have this free time, you're not too busy. You got time to go to the doctor now before the season gets started, to go get that checkup, to go get whatever it is you've been pushing on. The body tells you when something is wrong, and you sometimes just ignore it. But the body allows to make sure it tells you if something is not right. Listen to the body and go get checked. And I want you guys, I really do love y'all enough to have this conversation with you guys because you guys know I love my community. I'm constructively criticizing the community, but at the same time, I'm giving information to the community. And whether it's, we're talking about Southern and HBCUs, whether we're talking about politics, whether we're talking about finances or whether we're talking about health, because at the top of that list is health. You got to make sure that you good because somebody got to be here to take care of the wife, the kids, the family. And black men, we got to be here. Black men, listen to me. As a man talking to you, we got to be here for our communities. We got to be strong for what we bring to the table for our communities. It means something. That's how we're going to strengthen each other. And we got to be able to push more younger people into this field so we can become better with helping each other in this community when I talk about healthcare. And we got to have honest conversations with each other when we're talking about healthcare, period. We can sit there and talk about the LeBron and Jordan, but talk about your doctor, man. Who's your doctor, man? Here's my doctor. You went to the doctor? Yeah, I got checked out. I got my blood work, man. Hey, I recommend you go get this. I recommend. We got to have those conversations with each other. And I just want to make sure I continue to push that. I'll talk more about the homecoming thing next week. I didn't want to get too caught up into that. But we'll talk more about that next week. I'll leave the floor open for that and whatever else comes along with that. But I hope you guys have enjoyed the show today. Be sure to follow the Jaguar Journal on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. You can go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like and follow us on X, on Facebook, on Instagram. And be sure to tune in each and every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on the Jaguar Journal on 107.3 FM. I hope you guys have enjoyed today's show. I know a lot of times the information is not the most listened to, but I feel good about myself as a man making sure I did at least provide the information. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. Am I doing my part? And people say, what are you doing? What have you done? I'm doing my part for the community, and not just for Southern, but for all of us, because at the end of the day, I understand to make a community strong and to keep a community, we first have to be alive. So let's make sure that we take care of ourselves, that we realize how important health is, and don't push off those medical things. Take them on head on and just accept it, take care of it, and then we'll go through and support you as a community for whatever you're dealing with, because that's why we're here. And at the end of the day, that's what's most important. So hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves, all right? And we'll be back next week. Same time, same place, because always, it's the Jaguar Journal. Hope you guys have a great weekend and a great week.